B-Pod Studios.
Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
We're here. Well,
I'm here. Ramiro. Melissa's here.
Hi.
Hi. Pebbles isn't here, and the reason Pebbles isn't here is because Leroy's not here. How does that connect? You're about to find out. Leroy?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
So this is Leroy, everybody. He does our sports. And right now he is self-quarantining at home because he has the sniffles. You can't handle. Okay, explain what happened, because I am so not worried that you have COVID. I am 96.9% positive that it's allergies. So please explain why you're not in today.
Yeah, I hope you're right too. So yesterday, during the mix break, out the blue, I just thought I had a shortness of breath. And I'm like, what is going on? This doesn't seem, this isn't me or whatever. Long story short, it ended up lasting all morning. And I was like, all right, I need to go get checked out and make sure that I'm good. Now, as the morning's going on, I'm starting to get tired. I'm starting to actually have this rash, which I can't explain. It's on my arms. It's on my legs.
What?
And so I said, safe thing to do is to go get checked out. So I went to a local place over here in Cardinals where we can get tested for COVID. And because of the shortness of breath, they took me into urgent care and just did, I guess, the regular exam. They check for the oxygen in your blood and things like that, and your temperature and heart rate. They checked my lungs. They checked my, did all that stuff. And
at the end of the day, did they say how your oxygen levels were?
They seem to be fine. So
okay, because that's a big part of it.
So at the end of the day, they're like, well, you do seem to have symptoms of, but obviously it's not official that you have it. So I had to take the test when they stuck the thing in my nose and both nostrils.
How was it?
That was terrible. That was terrible. When I mean terrible, don't mean like I was screaming or you might scream or anything like that. But it just was very uncomfortable. Nothing's, you're not expecting something to get stuck way up your nose on both sides. So then after that, they were just like, I could get the results back today. I could get them back in 4 days. My gut is saying it is just allergies. Allergy season has been on another level this year.
It has.
And so that's what I'm hoping for. But as of this morning, I still have a little bit shortness of breath. But I'm praying, believing it's going to be just allergies. But just to be safe and whatnot, I got to quarantine myself until I get my test results back.
And you got Pebbles nervous, so Pebbles is out today. She's been concerned about this the whole time. And the person on the show that she was like the closest to, the one that she was most convinced was as careful as her, is the one who might have exposed her. So she took the day off because of you.
Oh, my goodness. You know what's crazy, though, talking about concern? My son, it touched my heart. Asking what's going on, and so I tried to say it without. I was just like, "Look, I got to get a test," and I had the mask on because I have to. And so he's been watching the news; he knows. So he started crying and everything. He said, "Look, don't worry, everything's going to be okay." Yeah, you say, "Oh," but then 10 minutes later, he was like, "So can I put the Xbox in the kitchen?"
Leroy, Melissa wants to know if up until you get the results, if we have permission to joke about this.
Yeah, no, Leroy, you know that's not me asking. You know it's not me asking.
You know what? Deep down in my heart, I would say yes, but I just think because it's a serious time, right. And I personally, there's been two family members that have passed away from it. So I'm just hoping, keeping my fingers crossed. And plus, a lot of people are going through it. So, I mean, I know how y'all are with me, so I knew Ramiro hit me up yesterday, and I knew the jokes were coming.
Well, hold on.
I called it the Leroy special. I said he took a long weekend, had to work a day, and needed the rest of the week off.
But wait, I do have a serious question, though.
Yeah.
Where are the rashes coming from? Because I'm not a COVID expert.
I don't think you have COVID, but I think you have something now.
Where did you get your rashes from?
To be honest, I think it's, I'm no doctor, but I'm just thinking it's associated with allergies.
Okay.
It is. It's just, I am so sure that it's allergies because something about allergies hits you extra hard. And the thing about is that you're, I don't want to say you're dramatic because you're not dramatic. You are a little bit dramatic, but the thing
is, he likes to exaggerate for effect.
Well, whenever whenever you don't feel good, we immediately know. Like, you do not hide. There's never been a day where Leroy's been like, guys, I didn't feel good yesterday. We know when you don't feel good when you come in here. And yesterday, you were fine. So
I was fine, yeah.
I'm talking to the bosses yesterday. They're like, what happened? How's Leroy? And I'm like, he was fine. And I go, Leroy, trust me, when he doesn't feel good, we know. He comes in, he looks like he got his ass kicked on the way to work.
Yeah, and we had a Zoom meeting yesterday at 11:30, and Leroy, you looked fine during that.
I was fine. There's still just short. There was shortness of breath, but I wasn't going to sit there. See, y'all say I'm dramatic. Oh, my God, guys, I have shortness of breath. That would have been dramatic.
Yeah.
And I said, let me just relax and then just go get tested and see how things
Leroy,
go.
There are times that you kneel in the corner of the studio.
That's true.
You literally get on one knee like Colin Kaepernick. But
or
it's
in
not
the fetal position.
But it's not because you're protesting. You're like, I don't know. I just don't feel well, guys.
I will say this, though. Like, I don't get allergies anywhere half as near as bad as Leroy does. And I was feeling like crap all day yesterday because of allergies. I really do think, Romero, that you're right. I think it's just for whatever reason, this week specifically, the pollen is insane.
Yeah, it is. So
let's hope.
Well, Leroy, we hope you feel better. I'm convinced it's going to come back negative, and
I'm almost convinced too.
I will try my hardest. Try my hardest.
What?
Not to joke about this, but I mean, listen,
I
look at it this way. I know it's going to come back fine, but if for some reason it doesn't, I just can't keep these jokes on the shelf to nowhere. So I will.
Oh, my God.
I promise. I promise to be a good boy.
Okay, go ahead. Get them out. Get them out.
All right, Leroy, go rest.
All right, feel better.
All right, take it easy. Enjoy your fishing trip. Dude got a rash.
Stop it. Wait, you know what else he said too? Remember he said he doesn't get shortness of breath. Wasn't he telling us the other day that after he was working out, he had to go sit under a tree?
He gets shortness of breath whenever we send him to get something from the printer.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.